Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Hey there. Hey.
Hey.
I'm over here.
Hey, man.
Hey, it's me, Craig.
Hey, good to see you.
Hey, I just got back from the beach.
Are you, really? How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
You look good. You look burned.
I look fat, apparently.
Welcome home.
Hey.
It's been a while since we've sat in this room, here.
They locked us out.
At the Lee Berry Studios. It's been, what, a week and
it's
a half?
It's been a while.
Something like
it
that?
It has been a while.
Yes.
I was down in Florida signing autographs on the beach.
We had to record like 4 shows, you know. Just to be ready for you to take a vacation.
Yeah, yeah. And actually did take a picture with somebody on the beach.
Yeah.
That wasn't my family.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird.
Nice picture.
It was a good picture. If it ever surfaces.
Yeah, episode 90.
I don't want it to surface.
We're on episode 95, which is like 102, I think.
No, she's 95.
Yeah, but there's 102 on iTunes.
I don't care. This is number
95. Speaking of iTunes, we got a review.
We got lots of reviews.
5-star review from the General Hannibal of Robots. I don't know who that is, but thank you, General Hannibal of Robots.
Hannibal Lecter?
He said, worth screaming about how weird this show is. Don't be ashamed. Shout about this podcast. All caps. He shouted that.
Like Paul Stanley once said, shout it.
Shout it out loud.
Yeah, right. Exactly like that.
And that's very good. Before we get started, I want to remind our listener to please go vote for us at podcastawards.com. All you got to do is register. Just takes a couple of seconds. Well, probably a minute or so.
Even a minute and a half.
Maybe. And then we're in 2 categories. Weird is listed under comedy. I don't know why.
Yeah, there was the spot there.
They had to put us somewhere. And we're also under the Adam Curry. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, Tim's younger brother.
Tim's, yes.
No, actually not Tim's brother.
We've got a guest with us today.
I know.
It's my...
Consuela, your daughter.
It's Sarah.
Hey, you.
Hey, there's Sarah right there.
And she can't hear herself because we didn't bring enough headphones.
I'm going into this very deaf.
Yes,
right now.
Deaf.
It's probably better off she's not listening.
Darn it.
I think so too.
She is kind of listening, but not listening.
Right. She's listening.
It is kind of hard to fly without headphones.
It really is because you don't hear like when this
darn it
stuff like that. That was funny. She didn't get to hear that.
No, she didn't.
Darn it.
So what's Sarah doing here?
Sarah's here because she wanted to join us for an episode or two or more. So we're just going to see how she enjoys the experience being near you.
The nepotism is rampant on this podcast.
I don't get enough of you, Craig. Yeah. That's what it is.
People get enough of me, really.
So listen to this. I know we got a lot of stories to get to.
You think?
Yeah. Friday night, I go to sleep. You know, I go to sleep like 9 o'clock normally.
You go to sleep. 9 o'clock, you go to sleep. But you're like Dr. Pepper bottles.
I can
like sleep. 10, 2,
I can sleep anytime. Knocks on the door at 11 o'clock. Boom, boom, boom. Open door. It's a cop.
It's a cop.
That's something you never want to see.
And you offered him a burrito.
I said, hey, I didn't have my purse with me or I would have.
Right.
But of course, your mind goes kids. You know, James, I knew Sarah was safe, and it was James. He'd been in an accident, but he lost his phone in the accident, couldn't call home, didn't remember our numbers. Who does nowadays?
Well, who remembers the number when you had a head injury?
Exactly, that too. So they sent the officer to get us. Everything's good. Okay. Totaled his car.
It was a good looking picture of that car.
Oh, nice picture.
I mean, if bad wrecks were good pictures, I
absolutely.
Guess. It was a picture.
It was a picture.
he's okay though.
Another personal story, number 2. I've replaced my iPad with a new iPad this week.
Yeah, keep rubbing it in. You're sitting in front of me with like 3 Apple devices.
But the reason I bring it up is I forgot to add the top story button to my soundboard.
So now Sarah's going to say top story.
Yeah.
Are ready?
I got to say, are you going to do top story? And then you say it, and then you jump right in.
I got to try to like remember how it sounded.
Okay, exactly. Okay. So, Craig, you got top story tonight?
Top story.
Ooh,
hey.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good for just a once, you know,
one-off
kind of thing. Flying public toilets terrorize Moscow.
Those Russians. Oh, wait a second.
There is a rabbit with a pancake on his head.
We've got a very often not used Russian theme song. Can't hear it either.
Can't hear it at all.
It's way down low. I'll bring it up. We'll fix it in post.
We hope so.
Okay.
So, you know, when I was in Florida, I ran across a Russian guy.
What was his hurry?
Well, I just had to keep going. Once I ran over him, I had to just... No, we were in one of those little gift shop things, and he surprised me because I just thought, you know, I didn't think anything about it. I thought he was just some dude behind the counter, and I said...
Was he hacking emails?
Yeah, he was.
That's what Russians
do.
That's
what he does. And I said, you guys busy? Oh, this is not busy. This is not really busy.
Excuse me.
And then he said, for some unknown reason, he said, get them Wilson squirrel. Don't know why he said that.
You won't buy anything? I've got hacking to do.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Nice hat.
Thank you. It's my brand new hat. Everybody like this?
That's a nice hat, yeah.
I was talking to the listener.
Oh.
Thank you. No, okay. Do you guys like the hat?
I do.
I enjoy it.
Flying public toilets terrorize Moscow. We've already discussed this part.
Did you see the video?
Do we want to hear the story?
I do want to hear the story, but did you see the video?
I did not see the video. Okay, I just now saw the story.
Go ahead.
We all have our pet peeves and fears we just can't stand. For some, it's creepy clowns. For some, it's the sound of people chewing. Oh, my daughter's like that.
Yeah.
Savannah will get up in a rage and leave the room if she hears somebody chewing. It's an actual condition.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy.
There is a name for it. I've heard that.
Chew in front of her. She goes crazy.
If you're around Savannah, just bring a shake or something.
Anything.
No gum.
Just anything. No gum. Nothing that makes crunchy noise. For the love of all that's good, don't bring a bag of carrots. It's going to drive her crazy. Anyway, however, the folks in Moscow, it's the moving and flying toilets.
Nice.
Millions are watching a video and having a blast where portable toilets are chasing people on the streets and some trying to flee from it. As it kids away.
They got that S in the wrong place. One slot over.
The havoc was caused by a heavy storm in Moscow, Russia, where people were caught fleeing from rampaging. That's kind of an overstatement, probably. Portable toilet cubicles. Now they're called cubicles.
Yeah.
I don't want to work next to that cubicle.
Hey, light a match, would you?
Those who were using it can be seen trying to come out of it while the spectators stare in amazement. I'm just having a hard time with English today.
Because it's a Russian story.
This incident has happened near Moscow's Red Square in Russia.
How about that?
So we have people. How about that? So we got people that have. It was flooding, right? Is that what this says?
Yes, it was. And very windy.
So basically, you just got toilet boats.
Exactly. They were just scooting, kind of like, think of the TARDIS. You know, instead of just scooting down
Bigger on the inside?
They were. They were stinky.
People in India would love this.
Oh.
Because they got a problem with people going on the streets anyway.
Why don't you go in there, catch the toilet and go in there?
What'd you say, sir?
I said that's racist. That was my millennial input.
That was not racist. That was a true story.
True story.
No.
It's true.
No, wait a minute. We have to lay some ground rules here.
Go ahead, lay them. Although, you'll probably break them.
I will.
Leave me alone. I'm making my best.
The reference I'm making was an actual story that we had.
Yes.
There was an actual story about a problem with them going all over the...
If you listen to the podcast, you'd know.
Yeah.
I do, actually. I listened to it on the way to work today.
How is it that me talking about a group of people that poop everywhere in the streets is racist?
I don't know. Everybody poops.
Everybody.
It doesn't matter what color you are. Or
was she saying you were racist for that lousy accent you
Maybe
just
she
did.
Was saying I'm racist for the accent. Yeah. I'm working on my Indian-ish accent.
Couldn't tell.
Headline is, NASA denies that it's running a child slave colony on Mars.
This is one of the silliest things I've ever heard in my life.
But if they really were running a slave child colony.
How are they shuttling them?
Well, let me just say this. It says they deny it. So how do we know? I mean, if they really were, they would still deny it.
They would still deny it either way. But that seems like a lot of money to go. What do they do? Take a couple up there?
Well, this is this.
Take
this,
a batch of kids.
This first sentence will explain a lot. A report on Alex Jones InfoWars claiming child sex slaves have been kidnapped and shipped to Mars is untrue.
We have to have an official statement to tell us that.
Here's what NASA said. There are no humans on Mars. There's barely even any water on Mars, by the way. I mean, they did find water on Mars, which thrills me.
There are plenty of spiders from Mars.
There are spiders, and spiders will eat your face, we've discovered.
We did.
But anyway, there are active rovers on Mars. Getting back to what NASA said. There are active rovers on Mars. There was a rumor going around last week that there weren't even active rovers, but there are. Guy Webster, a spokesman for the Mars...
Old
man Webster's boy. For the Mars exploration at NASA, told the Daily Beast, but there are no humans. He didn't see the Martian, because, plainly, Matt Damon's up there. He made it back.
Didn't...
When he growing potatoes?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
Pretty good.
I was thinking about the horrible ones, Gary Sinise. There was the one about where they were up there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Martian's a really good... The book was better, believe me. On Thursday's program, the InfoWars host welcomed guest Robert David Steele on the Alex Jones Show, which airs on 118 radio stations nationwide. Do we get it here in Middle Tennessee?
I'm not sure, but he's like the daylight version of Art Bell or something.
Yes, he is.
Well, he's not really, but I mean, he's crazy.
My favorite thing that's ever come from his show was Charlie Sheen freaking out, you know. That's where the whole Charlie Sheen thing started.
I don't remember that.
It was an interview he had with him.
He's one of these guys you want to listen to most of his stuff, but then the few crazy things he says ruins it.
But he had Robert Steele on to talk about the kidnapped children he said have been sent on a two-decade mission to space. We actually believe that there is a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year space ride, said Steele. so that once they got to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on the Mars colony.
To do what?
I don't know. I wonder what they're making up there.
To do what? Sneakers?
Robots?
They're growing potatoes.
They're growing potatoes.
They're growing potatoes.
Jones echoed still, saying, clearly they don't want us looking into what is happening because every time probes go over, they turn them off. Look, I know that 90% of the NASA missions are secret, and I've been told by high-level NASA engineers that we have no idea. There's so much stuff going on, Jones says. So he's a big deal with the NASA crowd.
Yeah.
On Thursday's InfoWars broadcast, Steele alleged the kidnapped children were not only being kidnapped for space labor, but also murdered for their blood and bone marrow.
That's very specific.
Why would they be there? What are they doing?
I have no idea. It's
shoveling
weird.
Sand?
I don't know.
Okay. Would-be robber apologizes after Circle K clerk scolds him.
So this guy, I can't wait to hear this one.
County police are asking for help in identifying a male suspect in connection with an attempted robbery that happened last week. On June 18th, police responded to the Circle K convenience store at 13 East Highway 90 in Little River Band after an unidentified man walked into the store and demanded money while holding a knife, according to the county police report. A night clerk told police a man with a small build entered the store around 1 a.m. and approached the counter. He then started demanding money from the cash register. The cash register just shrugged, had no idea what the guy was talking about, and pulled a knife out of his pocket. However, the clerk was unfazed by the man's efforts and didn't give the man money and told him to leave the store, according to the report. Once the man realized that his efforts were going nowhere, he apologized to the clerk, I'm sorry, and put the knife back in his pocket and left the store. The man was either the passenger or driver of a Chevy Suburban that headed southbound onto North Myrtle Beach, according to the police. He just gave up and said,
Let's break it down. So this guy's like, we need some money. Because he's obviously with somebody. If he was a passenger, he could remote control a car.
1 a.m, really short guy like you walks in.
What happens at 1 a.m? Where are you? You're on Trouble Street.
You're on Trouble Street.
Yeah, no matter what. So he goes in. He says, we're going to go in and get some money. I got a knife. So he walks in.
Yeah, just walks with a knife.
He talks to the cash register. Give me what you got. And then the clerk says, hey, what are you doing?
Knives aren't scary, okay?
They're not really scary, especially if you've got a big counter between you.
And the other thing is, you know, a gun's scary. You don't know when it's going to go off. And if most people can't outrun a bullet.
No.
A knife, I feel like I got a fighting chance.
Sure, you can outrun a knife, even if they throw it.
Even if I don't outrun it, it's one shot.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all they got.
Yeah. So let's stick with
this is one of those semi-automatic knives.
Let's stick with the convenience store robbing stories.
Who needs to shoot like 100 knives at once, though?
Headline is, days after release from jail for robbing convenience store, man allegedly tries to rob the same store. A man who was just released...
He was just trying to get it right.
He didn't get it right the first time. A man who was just released from jail for trying to rob a Southeast Baltimore store is wanted again for trying to rob the same store, police said. Officers were called on October 30th.
Well, this is an old story.
Well, no, this first part of it is. This is the first time he robbed it.
Oh, okay.
Officers were called on October 30th, 2016, to the Broadway convenience store on Broadway Street on a report of attempted robbery. Police said employees told the police that the man came to the store asking to purchase something. I'd like to buy something. But then demanded that the employee open the cash register. Well, if he bought something, I bet the cash register
would have probably opened at some point.
The suspect also threatened to shoot the employee.
That's just rude.
That is nasty. The victim tried to comply with the robber's demands, but the suspect grew impatient and ran away. The victim gave the robber's description to the officers, who found him a short time later.
Okay, this is going to be a good segue.
Yeah.
Read the next line.
The suspect, who was identified as then 19-year-old Eric Chapman of...
Millennial.
That's right.
Millennial.
Hey, he's 19...
But he was arrested and charged with attempted robbery. So Chapman spent the entire 8 months in jail while he waited for trial. He pleaded guilty on the charge of robbery at the trial and was given a sentence of 2 years... with all but 8 months, which was time served, suspended for the 2 years of supervised probation.
And see, the thing I wanted to say was he grew impatient.
He did.
The telltale sign of a millennial. Oh, I want it
now. You
know,
that's true. Yeah.
It is true.
I'm impatient.
No, you're not that impatient.
I can be.
So anyway.
She's here to be the voice of the millennials, by the way.
So just last month, on June 6th, he was released from jail. All that was, you know, he's done. His time's up.
I'm done.
20
I'm free.
Days later on Monday, so it's just a couple of weeks ago. So
all he's got to do is walk out.
That's it.
Not do anything wrong.
Maybe get a job, you know.
Become a functioning
something.
Part of society.
Yeah. The same employees from the previous robbery in 2016 told police that the now 20-year-old Chapman came back into the store and handed him a pink note. Same employee, same store, telling him to open the cash register or he would shoot him. Police said to the victim's shock, Chapman had returned to the same store after being released from prison with the intention of committing robbery. The employees were able to activate the panic alarm, so Chapman ran away again. He still ain't got it right.
That's pretty good. They were able to activate the panic alarm.
So they should expect...
Must have been really easy instructions.
They should expect to see him again, what, in a couple of years now, I guess. In Florida,
I went desert. You know, I saw mostly no crazy people in Florida.
Wow, did you just stay in the hotel?
No, I just didn't run across... Maybe all the crazy people aren't in the panhandle. Maybe they're down towards...
That's it. That's it.
Deeper south.
Yeah.
Cocaine found in urine of 12 greyhounds at Florida racetrack. I knew they were hopped up on something.
Even the dogs in Florida are on crack.
Well, here's the thing. Look how skinny they are and how jumpy and fast they are.
That's terrible.
And the fact that they will chase a fake rabbit around in circles.
They think it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cocaine. They've got to be. It's it.
It's what cocaine tears people apart.
They're all hopped up.
According to recent reports, a Florida trainer has had his license revoked after a dozen racing dogs in his care tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. That made me laugh. namely cocaine. Local investigations into the Florida Greyhound racing circuit revealed 18 cases of dogs testing positive for the drug within a four-month period. The Greyhounds had competed in races at Orange Park's Best Bet track, where the winner of each race, along with a randomly selected competitor, given a drug test following each race. Are we going to get these dogs some help? They obviously have a bad habit they can't break.
I've got some connections that can help them. But
they're addicted. You do.
You know what I like is the name of this track, Best Bet Track.
Best Bet.
You know, if there are four tracks around and you and your buddies are going down to see the dog races, which one are you going to go to?
Best Bet.
Best Bet.
You know, I went to Greyhound races in Florida one time.
Did you?
My very first bet I ever placed.
That's got to be a big track for all those buses because they race 12 of
right.
them.
Right. You see them make those turns.
Yes.
A lot of them flip over.
Yes.
But the... very first bet I ever placed,
yes,
I won.
Did you really?
And I probably put like $2. I'm like, why the heck did I not put, you know,
a year's salary?
Whatever. Well, I was a teenager, but I picked the dog because of the name. The dog's name was Help Me Rhonda. And the first thing I thought of was the Beach Boys. And I thought, well, that's the one I'm going to pick.
Just gotta have it.
I didn't know what to pick.
Sure.
But it won.
And well, good.
I might have won $10-$20. I don't remember. I didn't, but it was fun.
I've never been to a dog track. Headline is Scott's
that
prisoners.
That was a pointless story, but it was fun.
Headline is... Scott's prisoners claim to be Jewish after watching Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
Orange. Orange.
Orange or orange?
Orange. How do you say orange, Sarah?
Orange.
Orange.
See, I get yelled at for saying orange.
Orange. Orange is the New Black. The trend, which is costing...
Wait. If it's orange?
Yeah.
Why is it orangutan?
Good point.
It's orangutan.
I'll have a glass of orange juice, please.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm just saying...
The trend, which is costing HMP Edinburg vast sums of money, is believed to have been sparked by an episode of the popular U.S. prison drama Orange is the New Black. I've never seen that show, have you?
Nope, don't want to.
Around
No offense to anybody who listens and likes it. It just doesn't interest me.
Around 13% of the 870 capacity jail's population is currently on a kosher diet,
which is
four times more expensive than the regular menu.
Oh, they're playing them, aren't they?
Yes, that is awesome. In an episode of Orange is the New Black, which aired in 2015, character Cindy Hayes converts to Judaism as she believes she will get better quality food as a result. Kosher food outlaws pork and shellfish and means that meat cannot be prepared next to dairy products. While regular prison meals cost around 2 francs, the kosher option costs the prison almost 8 francs.
And apparently it's not just meat and stuff. It's like any foods. Like,
yeah, it's got to be kosher.
I heard that Skittles are not kosher.
Are they not?
Because the red dye they use is made from a little bug.
Well, anything that you buy at the store that's labeled kosher is supposed to have been blessed by a priest.
I understood that,
or
too.
Or a rabbi
or something. It was a rabbi.
Yeah.
A priest would be Catholic. And apparently, because it's what it's made of. I guess the red dye is made from a bug they squish or something.
Yeah, and you can't have that.
No.
Nope.
Can't have nothing.
You can't have nothing. Don't be mad with me, okay? It was noted that a significant number of prisoners had decided to move on to a kosher diet, which did not appear to be for holy faith-based reasons. Given the significant additional expenses of providing this diet, over four times as expensive as the daily food.
We want matzah. We want matzah.
The SPS would seek to understand the underlying reason for the development in order to address the situation with some degree of urgency. So they're going broke feeding these so-called Jewish prisoners. It's about time someone saw through this farce and did something about it. But I can see what will come next. We'll get accused of religious discrimination.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
a
given.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, what do you got?
You know I love a good Dutch story.
Do you really?
Dutch King reveals double life as an airline pilot for KLM.
Wait a minute. This guy.
He's a king by day.
Yeah.
He's a pilot by night.
How about that?
The king of the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Is he a Viking?
How can he be?
Does he wear a Viking helmet? Has revealed he has been living a secret double life as a co-pilot for a commercial airline.
Okay, that answers one of my questions.
For 21 years.
Wow.
King Willem Alexander has taken to the skies twice a month.
You talking about King Bill?
Yeah, Billy.
King Billy Alexander?
Billy Alexander, yeah. He's taken to the skies twice a month to ferry passengers around on short-haul services for the Dutch airline KLM. Although travelers may have recognized the monarch's voice as he updated them on weather conditions and their time of arrival, the royal's presence was never revealed. The fleet of small planes flown by the king are now being phased out by KLM, meaning he needs to take some time out to retrain and learn to fly Boeing 737s. The 50-year-old royal described his casual flights as a hobby and said occasionally being able to leave his royal duties behind to concentrate on flying was relaxing. Well, what's Mr. Flies-A-Lot there going to do if the plane goes down? Who's going to run the country?
You talking about King Flies-A-Lot?
King Flies-A-Lot. The father of three says he has no plans to learn how to fly a bigger aircraft, as flights which involved an overnight stop mean he cannot get back in time to the Netherlands in case of an emergency. On staying incognito, he told De Telegraph newspaper, "The advantage is that I can always say I am speaking on behalf of the captain and crew to welcome them on board, so I don't have to say my name. But then most people don't listen anyway."
That's interesting
to me.
What did
he say?
The fact that this guy, for 20 years, he's the king of the Netherlands, right?
I know king. There was a king.
I didn't either.
Netherlands still had kings.
But that's a pretty big title, but... Off he goes to fly, tote people around the air.
And what happens if the plane goes down?
Yeah, good
question. There's no king. And then they got to explain where he's been.
Headline is, drunk man sprayed driver with fire extinguisher as he stole his taxi. Here we go. This is like two stories about spraying fire extinguishers in as many weeks, Craig. A 31-year-old man in Tokyo's Arakawa Ward was arrested on Saturday after he allegedly used a fire extinguisher to steal a taxi. According to police, on July 1st, around 5 p.m., Gichi Moraya, who told police he was a company worker, boarded a taxi in Tokyo's Arakawa Ward. Once inside the taxi, Moraya got into a dispute with the 22-year-old male driver and set off a fire extinguisher he had brought with him into the vehicle.
Because you always want to have a fire extinguisher
with you.
I carry
about everywhere I go.
You don't know when there's going to be a fire.
Absolutely. He then commanded the driver to get out of the taxi. The driver complied.
You get out now!
You get out of my taxi because it's your taxi. Moraya proceeded to get into the driver's seat of the taxi and began to drive away, with the taxi driver still clinging to the car in an effort to stop him. Why'd he get out in the first place? I guess he's afraid he's going to get sprayed again.
I don't know.
Shortly thereafter, Moraya ran the vehicle into the divider in the middle of the road, got out of the car, and attempted to run away. However, he was stopped and restrained by individuals who were in the area until police arrived on the scene. You don't go nowhere. You drop that. Drop that fire extinguisher. You drop it now. Don't just spray it at me. Moraya was arrested on charges of theft. Moraya is reportedly claiming not to remember the incident. I don't know. I don't think so. That's not my fire extinguisher. Something like that. Telling the police he had been drinking at a barbecue earlier that day. Although reports revealed that the driver suffered only minor injuries, there's still no word on the status, Craig, of the fire extinguisher.
What about the status of the car?
The taxi.
Jeez Louise. Mexican mayor marries crocodile to bring luck to local fishermen.
Now, wait a minute. Does that just mean he married like a ugly woman, you think?
No, it was a crocodile.
It was a real crocodile.
A Mexican mayor has married a crocodile in a bizarre ceremony as part of an age-old tradition to bring luck to local fishermen.
Take luck.
The female crocodile, known as the princess, was baptized on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
That must have been interesting. Then subsequently dressed in a custom-made wedding dress and had her jaws clamped shut.
Well, how's he going to kiss the bride?
I don't know, but his new wife's got her mouth clamped shut. I'm just thinking about that for a minute. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Stop right there.
For the big day on Friday. She also wore a veil as she was paraded through the streets accompanied by band
this
music.
This poor crocodile's thinking, what is going on?
What if they were playing Crocodile Rock?
They may have been.
After the procession, the reptile was married to the mayor of San Pedro, with some name I will not try to pronounce.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's Juan Mulula Victor Aguilaran.
It's got to be right.
Something. Got to be. It's just got to be. The croc got hitched as part of a ritual which has been practiced by the Chontal Indians since 1789. Well, they've been doing that for a long time. They need to stop.
That crocodile's old.
It's going to be one of the longest ceremonies ever. They believe the ceremony will bring good luck and prosperity to local fishermen along the Pacific coast of the Isthmus of Tijuana. I'm done. I just can't even.
You did pretty good. I mean,
the
Isthmus
of Tehuantepec in Oaxaca something something state. According to the custom, the crocodile is regarded as a princess and is believed she will bring peace and prosperity to the community. Mr. A said the Marinos, referring to the local residents, call her the princess. So the role I play is to be the husband to the princess. A wedding guest said afterwards, the dance I do here is like an offer to God to thank him for the land, the harvest, and the fish.
What a bizarre.
And the tequila is really good too.
Here's a somewhat relatable story. Headline is, man's fingertip bitten off at a Sydney wedding reception.
They should put it in a drink.
You think it was the crocodile that bit it?
Could have been.
A man was wait a second. You know what?
You're really falling down the job.
I really am. I'm tired today.
What was your excuse last time when you were not playing the Florida story?
You know we got to let it roll.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We got to let it roll. Okay, now I'm go. A man has been arrested after allegedly biting off a wedding guest's fingertip at a reception in Sydney. That's gross.
Don't eat my food.
The 42-year-old, you think he said they said they were going to have finger sandwiches.
Get your hand off my shrimp, mate.
They said there's finger food going to be
served.
Crikey, that's not a finger. The 42-year-old intruder walked into a private function at the pub on Saturday night and tried to steal handbags, the venue said. When guests confronted him, a scuffle broke out, and he severed a 47-year-old man's fingertip, according to police. That's a young man to lose a finger like that.
If it would have been Johnny Depp, he would have done it himself.
Sure. The intruder was charged by police with assault, with an assault offense. He put a little salt on the finger
for season.
Yeah. The victim's finger could not be saved. Oh, man, that's terrible. He lost a digit, Craig. The pub's license holder, Fred Holvinsky, said experienced staff, including a security guard, were present at the time. But when somebody comes and creates a problem, mate, you can't control that, see? I said, that's not a finger. He said, pass me the salt.
What?
And when you got 50 or 60 people who take offense at somebody trying to steal a lady's handbag, how are you going to control that, mate?
You went totally Southern Australia.
Well, why not, you know? The wounded man was taken to hospital for treatment and later released without a finger. It was not the only violence on that night. Police were later...
There was violence everywhere that night.
Police were later forced to break up a fight outside the same pub.
Okay, this is a story I think we can all relate to.
Not me.
Not me either.
So none of us.
None of us can relate to. Ohio police hunt for bald man in string of Rogaine thefts.
Maybe his plan was to grow hair before they could... You know, he wouldn't master the description.
Why don't you just get a toupee?
I don't know.
Or a wig.
Because you can tell those
things. Go to Wigs R Us. Go to ineedawig.com. Police in the town outside Cincinnati are searching for a bald man they said was involved in the theft of $847 in Rogaine and memory aids from
What's a memory aid?
It's to help you remember to put the Rogaine on your head.
Oh, okay.
From at least three stores. Mount Healthy Police. That sounds like a great place to be, right?
Those cops are in charge.
They
man.
Really are. They're basically very, very conscious of like GMOs. They don't eat those.
Gluten.
The gluten's always free there.
Absolutely.
They're eating granola. Like they walk around. These cops walk around with granola in their hands.
Gluten's always free.
It's always free. They've issued an alert for a serial thief. They say recently took $847 worth of Rogaine and Prevagen.
Yeah.
You want to read it?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Products from a Walgreens store in the city just north of Cincinnati. They're not sure if he's using any of the product himself, but suspects he tried to sell them online or at flea markets.
What are fleas going to do with Rogaine?
Why wouldn't you sell flea collars?
That's a good question.
Mount Healthy Detective Chris Jones.
Mount Healthy Detective.
Yeah. Put down the granola for a second and said, scratching our heads, no pun intended, over the Rogaine theft.
He's a funny cop.
Why don't you be a cop and... We got enough comedians in the world.
Just arrest somebody. Headline is, Japan's hot cows are wearing cool shirts. Cows in Japan are sporting some new duds this summer, Craig. High-tech shirts to keep them cool. The Japan Times reports milk production typically drops off 10% during the summer heat, and farmers worry that will only get worse with climate change. How do you feel about that?
I don't.
Okay. That led Japanese apparel company Gunzi to create the Ushibil. It's a shirt made of the same Feel Cool fabric used in sportwear that covers the cow's neck and shoulders.
Oh, good grief.
If a sensor in the shirt detects it's too dry, a tube soaks it with water. I want one of these, which evaporates and cools the cow.
They've missed their target audience. They sell these at like
they forget the milk. They can make a fortune, yes. Gunzi says that the Ushable was shown that it can reduce the summer drop in milk production and may also keep cows' fertility rates from falling in the heat. CNET highlights that some of the high-tech human clothing, including a warming shirt and a massaging jacket, were also available.
Does it work?
I don't know, because the cows are hot, and they, look at that cow, he's sweating. We got to get him a shirt. Give him one of those cool shirts.
Go get him a sweater.
He's too hot.
He's so hot.
He's making chocolate milk. It's a brown cow.
That's right, and everybody believes it.
Yeah.
Couple duped by Craigslist ad into renting vacant North Bay home.
This reminds me of a Stephen Wright joke.
Or reminds me of the orangutans that took over.
He once said, I finally sold my house, but my landlord is mad.
I think you've actually shared that on this show before.
Probably. It's one of my favorite jokes.
It's your only joke.
No, it's not mine. I didn't write that.
And, well, whatever. One of them's eating my popcorn.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need a doctor.
A man who...
favorite punchlines from your friends at Weird.
A man who rented a Marin County home through a scam Craigslist ad not only learned he was fleeced, but that was he a sheep? That he was wanted on a probation violation when sheriff's deputies knocked on the door to investigate why he and a pregnant woman were living there, officials said. Francisco Reyes, 34, and the woman were moving into a bank-owned home in Belle Marin Keys that is up for sale, Lieutenant Scott Harrington of the Marin County Sheriff's Department said Friday. Deputies were called to the house on Wednesday after a worker servicing the pool noticed the couple moving in with their dog. The worker thought the house was supposed to be vacant, so he called the property management company, who in turn contacted the sheriff's department. These people think they're just going to walk in, nobody's going to notice.
Well, they thought they bought the house or rented the house. They thought it was legit.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, they saw this ad. They said, yeah, here, take whatever, $2,000.
Okay, that sounds right. I guess I should read the story.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
When deputies arrived, Reyes answered the door and told them he had rented the house through a Craigslist ad. He said he paid a man $6,300 and signed what he believed to be a legitimate lease agreement, Harrington said. While running a criminal background check, deputies learned Reyes, I call him something different every time I say it.
It doesn't matter.
While running a criminal background check, deputies learned Reyes had a warrant out of Sacramento for violating his probation for domestic violence. While police were talking to him, he suddenly bolted to the front door and down the street. Deputies lost sight of him when he ran into a neighbor's backyard.
That's
they looked
pretty
for
bad
him
sign.
For about 15 minutes before plainclothes officers. These are officers that don't have fancy clothes.
No, they're just plain.
Just plain
those
clothes.
Look at those clothes.
They're really
plain.
They're like right up the rack at Target. spotted him running down Belle Marin Keys Boulevard. He ran behind another house, and a neighbor came out and directed deputies to a nearby
yard.
He's
over here.
Yeah, he's right over there. As the deputies closed in, he scaled a fence, jumped into a nearby lagoon, and was eaten by an alligator.
No, he was not.
No, I'm sorry. He began to swim away. After a few yards, he gave up and swam back to the deputies. I like to think that it ended with him being eaten by an alligator.
He was eaten by a crocodile with a veil.
Hey.
I don't know if you saw that part or not.
With a veil, you're right. Hey, by the way, is your daughter still awake over there?
I don't know. Sarah?
I'm reading.
Okay. She's reading on ahead. She's getting prepared for
She's
stories.
She's getting prepared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Headline is, muggers wielding pepper spray still man's laxatives in San Francisco. A pair of women attacked a 64-year-old man with pepper spray Thursday night near the Powell Street BART station in San Francisco and stole a bag.
BART!
Which contained the victim's laxatives, police said. Okay. The irregular...
You're thinking this guy's thinking... This has already happened, and now of all the things you're going to mention that are in my bag.
Yes, and he's also thinking, I finally got to the doctor to take care of this issue. It's going to be another 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
How about this journalistic humor here? The irregular incident occurred about 9 a.m. when the man got into an argument with the two women. One of the women is estimated to be in her 20s, the other in her 60s, so it's a mother-daughter combo probably,
okay,
on 6th Street between Market and Mission Streets. The argument escalated. One of the women pepper sprayed the victim, and her accomplice snatched his bag full of laxatives. The women fled the scene on foot.
Let's go, Ma, I got his bag of laxatives.
No arrest have been made.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
It just says Corey Feldman. That's all I need to know about this story. Corey Feldman rocked his tooth off at a Milwaukee concert. Corey Feldman has some dedicated fans in Milwaukee who not only attended his show Wednesday night, but also got on their hands and knees to find his tooth after he rocked so hard he knocked it out of his mouth.
Okay, hang on a second. Have you seen any of his act, by the way?
Sadly, yes.
I'm okay with the Angels. I think they're pretty funny. Would you think me extremely weird if I said I actually enjoy some of his music?
I would think you had no musical taste whatsoever.
Well, okay.
I would literally think you
I'm
don't
not going to tell you that. Then.
I would literally think you don't know good music.
But
if you
here's the thing I've discovered about myself. I love music.
You're tone deaf?
Period. I love music. I love everything from classic rock all the way up to like Gangnam
Style.
But
his is garbage. It's not music.
It's interesting to me.
See, what I think is funny is he's a guy that's got that. What's the condition we said? There used to be a condition I used to call, but the overconfidence condition. We called it something. I can't remember. But it's a disease where the people are given too much confidence. They're told too much how great they are.
Yeah. That
are not I remember when he had the show, Two Corys.
Yes.
That the now he's passed away, Corey.
Haim.
Corey Haim. On one of the shows, set up a show for him. He's like, I got a show. You're gonna play at this place. And he's Feldman's freaking out. Like, man, my show's just got so many lights and wardrobe changes and all this kind of stuff. And so they set the thing up, and they're showing him playing, and it's absolutely horrible. It's like, dude, who told you along the way?
Okay, he doesn't have vocal talents.
And I've seen the show on the Today Show, and I saw we went back and did it again, and it didn't get any better.
See, and that's the clip I actually enjoy. I found myself tapping my feet. Okay, so sue me. All right,
I might.
Okay, but go ahead.
According to Peter Jest,
who
can I take him seriously? Owner of Shank Hall, where Corey Feldman and the Angels were playing, the lead singer knocked his own tooth out with his microphone about 30 minutes into his set. He paused the show and asked fans to help him find the tooth.
All right, hang on one second.
You guys, you saw something? You guys, sorry, not really. I'm trying to fix it, but I smashed myself in the face and my tooth came out.
I thought that happened to him a long time ago. That's enough. How long does this go on?
It's just one more second. There you go.
Wow. Sorry, guys. I'm just kind of a dolt. I just kind of hit myself in the mouth with a microphone.
Well, he paused. The clip on YouTube has like 10 minutes of music, and then all of a sudden he just stops, and everybody's like, what's going on? They thought he dropped a contact.
He dropped a tooth. He paused the show and asked his fans to help him find the tooth. One fan did and got a hug from the singer. Well, what did she do wrong?
Now she's an angel.
I was like, what the heck? I help you out, then you do this to me?
Really? Somebody's going to find out, man.
It really was his whole tooth, Jess said. Ugh. But he was a trooper and went on and finished the last 9 minutes of the show. No. The audience, they were the troopers. For putting up with him that long.
Now, I admitted that I enjoyed that one song. I don't think I can put up with 2 hours of him, because he played 30 minutes, lost a tooth, and then 90 minutes.
I prefer to just watch him in Goonies and Stand By Me.
Headline is, man tries to use fireworks to take out a bee's nest, burns down his garage instead.
Time and time again, this happens.
This comes to us from Grand Blanc Township, Michigan.
Michigan.
A Grand Blanc area garage was reduced to a pile of ashes this evening after a homeowner attempted to use fireworks to remove a bee's nest from the building.
Okay, so I'm guessing, I would presume he's using like really powerful firecrackers, like M80s or something. He's not shooting bottle rockets at the bees.
I hope not.
Okay.
Fireworks shot into the sky from the burning garage. He must have the rest of his stash in there. On Monday, July 3rd, as crews from Grand Blanc, Burton, and Mundy Township arrive at the scene.
How many people had to show up?
The homeowner was doing something with a smoke bomb trying to get the bee's nest out of the garage. We don't know what he was doing with it. No one was injured, and the fire was contained to the garage.
Some of those smoke bombs shoot sparks.
Do they really?
There are some. I don't know if they make them. I guess they still make them, obviously.
The homeowner, Mike Tingley, said that while he was saddened by the damage to his garage, he was glad it wasn't worse.
It wasn't worse. Your garage is on the just burned up completely, right?
We really weren't going to celebrate the 4th of July so much as we were just going to have fun in our backyard. You know, we like to have barbecues, Craig. We had a potato.
He said that to me?
Yeah, he did. He said we had a patio back there, said Tingley, who was home with his wife and daughter at the time of the fire. It is depressing losing a place where we had a lot of fun, but, you know, everyone is safe. That's the main thing.
Maybe he was he needed to take the building down, and he couldn't legally burn it,
so
he set a fire.
Now you're talking.
Now I was just talking.
Came up with that story.
Tourist has arm bitten off by crocodile after wading into Mexican lagoon to urinate.
This is the bride, the crocodile bride. She is angry.
You come into my house and pee on it.
Yeah.
You're going to get an arm bitten off.
I'm coming after something.
You're going to get an arm bitten
off. He's lucky it was just his arm, as long as they...
A tourist in Mexico had a gritty start to the summer when his arm was bitten off by a crocodile after he waded into a lagoon to urinate. Kyle Monzon. Calzone, 40, who is believed to be from the U.S., was left in critical condition after the crocodile attacked him. And this was in Cancun on Sunday, biting his arm off up to the elbow. After struggling with the animal, he managed to get away and was found by a security guard who heard his screams. He was transported to a nearby hospital where the rest of his arm was amputated due to the severity of the damage caused. The newspaper also cited reports that stated the man was intoxicated when he decided to wade in the lagoon. Last thing people saw was an alligator waving an arm going, "I got your arm!
I ain't marrying nobody.
You want to play, you want to keep monkey in the middle?" What?
Headline is, husband upset because his wife no longer shouted at him even when he came home late and drunk. The unnamed 30... Well, no, here's another one of these people that doesn't have a name. We're going to have to start some kind of charity or something.
To give the children names when
Absolutely.
They're born. So they don't live their lives without
names. He's been unnamed for 33 years. The unnamed 33-year-old man from somewhere in Coleridge somewhere region faces up to 5 years
in
jail.
You're not trying anymore.
No, I'm not. After attacking his wife with a metal kitchen skimmer.
What's a kitchen skimmer?
You know, it's what you skim the grease top
you
with.
You skim the kitchen.
You know, you skim it. Breaking both of her arms. Good grief.
Okay.
After her change in behavior.
You don't need to be doing that.
Previously, she had scolded and criticized him for every misdemeanor, so he had a lot of tickets.
Yeah, he had a lot of them.
But lately, his wife had taken anti-stress medication, and he claimed he'd faced a lack of proper reaction from his spouses to his comments and behavior. So he wasn't getting enough heat. He was used to getting the heat from the wife, and she gets on these meds,
right. She
calms down. He's not getting enough heat.
He wants to get yelled at.
Yeah, he's weird.
Because if I didn't want to get yelled at, I would have stayed single.
Absolutely. Yeah, this led to the attack on her, which resulted in the unnamed woman's broken arms.
Well this says a lot.
It really does.
I mean, if he's the same guy that'll do this to her, then you think about how he's upset. Why he's upset?
Yes.
He's just sick.
Something's not right.
Yeah.
After this,
we went 33 years without a name.
And his wife is unnamed, too.
Yeah.
So sad.
And that's confusing when they're calling out to each
other.
What if
they had children? What are they going to name them?
Hey, you.
Hey, no name.
Yeah.
Generic. They call him generic.
Yeah, generic.
After this domestic violence, he called an ambulance and she was taken to hospital. Due to her injuries, doctors called the police and the man was detained. The woman had been taking stress-reducing pills for several weeks.
What, is he from India now?
Yeah, which had helped her not to react to what her husband said, explained a spokesman from the local interior ministry. So they brought a minister in, you know, to handle things.
Sure.
She didn't even get angry when he came home drunk. The man couldn't bear her being so calm and composed, so he attacked her, naturally. After he broke her arms, he called an ambulance. Wasn't that nice of him?
It was.
He's like a Sour Patch Kid.
He was deeply...
This is in Russia, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used the wrong accent. He was deeply frustrated by her lack of criticisms and rebukes. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in jail.
He needs to just move to the United States.
He'd fit right in.
He'll get all of the ridicule he wants. I'm just saying. Bear ransacks home for 5 hours while family sleeps.
Good night.
Was this the one in the refrigerator?
No, I don't think so. I saw that video, though.
A Colorado man shared home security footage of a home-invading bear trashing his house for more than 5 hours while he and his family slept inside.
They must have been...
They were tired.
They were exhausted.
I don't know. I'm a professional sleeper.
Yeah, same here.
I can go to sleep, and it doesn't. You got to really work at it to wake me up. Chris Odebehelifra of Colorado Springs posted photos and videos to Facebook showing the bear that broke into his family's home late Monday night and stayed for more than 5 hours.
Good grief.
Ohubadubadeh said he woke up about 5:30 a.m. Tuesday and discovered his house had been ransacked. He reviewed the security camera footage and discovered the expected burglar had actually been a bear that spent about 5 hours in his home, leaving at about 4:30. What if he was like playing his PlayStation, eating his, eating his food?
Taking the TV.
Texting. You know, he was a millennial bear.
Oh.
The homeowner said the bear entered through a window that had been left partially open, ripped off the kitchen door, ransacked the kitchen.
And yet they slept.
In the search for food and even peeked into the family's bedrooms while they were asleep. This is probably the best thing that could happen, though.
What
if they would have gotten up, he might have gotten aggressive.
That's true. And he may have found a bed that was just right.
Yeah. Bill Vorgren with Colorado Parks and Wildlife said the bear broke another door on its way out of the house. The bear is believed to be the same animal recorded in Colorado Springs last week when it followed a woman's car into her garage and trapped her inside the vehicle for several minutes. Vogren said officials located and euthanized the bear.
Oh, man, this bear.
Tuesday morning, he said the bear was considered a threat to public safety because he had no apparent fear
of
humans.
Put him in a zoo.
Why is it? Okay, if he's got no fear of humans, exactly. Put him in a zoo.
Yes.
Take him to the zookeeper's house.
That's
let him,
sad.
Let him stay with the abandoned divisions because they obviously, he knows his way around the house.
Absolutely. He knows how to work remotes and whatnot and play
bears,
video games.
Bears crack me up. I don't want him to rip my arms off. No. But you seen the guy in the tree, the video of the guy in the tree, and the bear comes climbing up the tree to him.
Yes.
And he's hunting. And he sits there going, and the bear just like sniffs, looks at him like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, hey, Tori.
Just coming up to see what you're doing.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Tori. And then he goes back down again.
Let's head back down south, Craig, as if you hadn't been there enough this week. Police in Florida said a man caught driving a stolen forklift told officers he was tired of walking, and it wasn't for the first time. Port Orange police said an officer approached Bradley Barefoot. That's his name. 43, who was apparently barefoot at the time.
I love that name, by the way.
Hey, Mr. Barefoot. After spotting him with a stolen forklift.
Do you think he's American Indian?
Probably.
Think Native American?
Maybe.
He's from Tennessee.
I love that name. The name Barefoot just sounds like that would be...
It's pretty cool.
I like the name, by the way.
There was a male parked in a handicapped spot with a piece of heavy equipment that had a mattress on it. The male was barefoot. Well, no wonder he's tired. He's got his mattress with him. He's going somewhere to take a nap.
Right.
Talking to himself...
If I did that, I'd keep a mattress on my back, and then all I have to do is fall backwards.
Talking to himself while swearing and throwing his hands up. Said the Port Orange police.
Wait, I did see a crazy person in Florida.
Did you? Okay.
We were at Whataburger.
Yeah. Ooh.
And this guy, no shirt, obviously looks like he's got a bike, traveling. I mean, just looks like he's probably moving around a lot.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with the guy.
Vagrant?
Maybe.
Okay.
But the trippy part about this guy was that he kept mumbling stuff to himself. And then at one point, he walks outside. I see no one out there. Walks outside, cups his hand on one side of his mouth, and screams at something. Comes back in. We'll walk over, pick up about four or five creamers.
from their coffee display?
From their coffee display. So. And they come back over. Then I come back a little while, come and grab something else. But the best was that he was talking to himself a little bit, and he walks outside, and he screams somebody. So I just had to share that because we're in a Florida story, and I did, in fact, see one crazy Florida person.
Well, thank you for sharing. That's good. So Barefoot initially...
Were you thanking me for sharing, or is she going to come by later?
She'll be by later.
Okay.
Barefoot initially told the officer he took the forklift because he thought it was the same one that had been stolen from his boss in Alabama. Good grief. It made it all the way down there.
Yeah.
But he later said he took the $38,000 vehicle because he was tired of walking and he noticed the keys had been left in the ignition.
Which is an international sign for take this car.
Barefoot was arrested on charge of grand theft. Police said the incident wasn't Barefoot's first offense. He was arrested in April of last year when he took a forklift from behind a Best Buy store in Daytona Beach and used it to move some boxes.
This guy needs a job as a forklift driver.
Before driving the piece of equipment to Bob Evans' restaurant. Investigators said Barefoot told him that in the 2016 case, he took the forklift because he didn't feel like walking. Again, this guy needs to get...
But he picks out not exactly the fastest thing to ride on.
But maybe that's all he knows how to drive.
He should get a job.
He should.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's the Mark Patch Top 10.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to call him soon.
You know what? We are going to call him soon. Maybe next episode. Yes.
Mark, that guy.
And while we're talking about friends, before we get the top 10, I would like to shout out to Randall from Don't Wake the Kids.
Hey, Randall.
We had a great conversation today. His podcast is really starting to take off. If you hadn't listened to Don't Wake the Kids, go on over there and check that out because it's really a good show. He's also, you know, friends of ours from the Ace Podcast Network.
And he's got a pet squirrel.
He does have a pet squirrel that lives in his house.
Yep. Squeaky McSqueak face.
And a beautiful family. He posted some pictures today.
Yeah, they're out on vacation or something.
Yes,
like. Or I'm sorry, for our friends over the pond. He's on holiday.
Yeah.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mark Patch, top 10 differences between Brits and Americans. British humor preferences are dry and indirect. American humor is very loud and in your face.
How do you feel about British humor?
Absolutely slays me.
I love it.
I love British humor.
I do too.
Our humor doesn't stand up to it.
Well, it depends. Like both.
What's funny is a friend of mine that has lived in England told me, though, the longer you live there, the more you realize that things like Monty Python are just, they're actually mocking regular life.
Yeah.
Regular life. I mean, this
like
is
like Mr. Bean.
We think is funny. This is how they are.
Yeah.
And I could go on, but it's pretty funny.
Number 9, gun ownership is a huge difference that greatly affects the different cultures.
Yeah, they don't have them?
Yeah, I guess.
They still have muskets.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8. Americans hate dynasties. I didn't like that show either.
No, at that time of my life,
Knots
I wasn't
Landing.
Really into it. Yeah, it's okay.
I don't
know. Dallas.
I was a Dukes of Hazzard guy, really.
Yeah, me too. Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Whereas the British still love their royal family and its rich, rich history.
Okay, we do have kind of dynasties here. It's just they're just goofy celebrities. Yeah.
No, we have the Kennedys.
Well, that's true. You know. That's,
yeah.
Number 7. Teeth in Britain aren't unhealthy. They just aren't as worried about straightening or whitening.
Untrue.
As yes, I agree.
Untrue.
That's not a tooth.
Number 6. Eggs are left out unrefrigerated when sold in Great Britain. This would greatly alarm Americans.
Yes, it's got something to do with the...
pasteurizing.
Yes. Number 5. More than half of the households in the UK don't own clothes dryers. Did you know that? That's interesting to me.
That is... wonder why.
I don't know.
Number 4. And by the way, any Brits listening to this, feel free to chime in if any of this is wrong.
Sure. Go to weirdnewspodcast.com and leave us a voicemail.
Yep. Or go to Craig doesn't really care. What was my... I had a website. I had an email. I can't remember what it is. Number 4. This is a story I have. Drinks in the UK are very rarely served with ice, whereas in America, it's expected. And I told you my friend Kevin, who lived there, he's the same guy I was telling you about a minute ago, walked in and he talks about how they'll just tell you stuff straight-faced when it's not true.
Are you serious?
And he said he walks in and he wanted a soda, and there were some sitting out on a display in the middle of the store in this little shop, and he said, do you have any cold ones? And the guy goes, oh, those are cold. He goes, no, they're not. He goes, yeah, those are cold. He just argued until he was just blue in the face.
Well, maybe to him they were cold.
So
they weren't like coffee.
No, he knew what he meant. He just...
So if you go to a restaurant and order a Coke, it comes without ice.
Originally, Coca-Cola, I think, was served that way.
How about that?
At like a bar.
I don't put ice in root beer. If I get a root beer, like...
No, I got to have ice.
No, not in root beer. Root beer wasn't made for ice.
Well, I do like...
That's
cold,
why it comes
I do like sodas without cold... I like sodas, prefer them without... Yeah, like out of the fridge, you know, with no ice in them. But
I never have root beer with ice. And as a matter of fact, the A&W is supposed to not serve it with ice. That's like how it's supposed to be.
Well, thank you, root beer police.
There you go.
I'll remember that next
Don't
time
let me
I'm over
catch
there.
You
I'll
with
write
any
him
ice.
A citation.
Don't let me catch you with any ice in that root beer.
Number 3. In the USA, television programming is much more loud and boisterous.
Well, that goes all the way back up to number 10.
That goes back to the comedy thing.
Yeah. Number 2. The number 2 top 10 difference between Brits and Americans is Americans are positive and idealistic. British people are more pessimistic and down to earth.
No, they are not.
Nah, don't Stop believe it.
I paid for a 20-minute argument.
Don't give me some ice in my soda, would you?
Let's see. So,
yeah.
That brings us to number 1.
Number 1.
Number 1 top 10 differences between Brits and Americans. People in the UK are much less religious than those in the United States.
Is that a fact?
I don't know if that's even true.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's kind of weird.
I don't know if it's true. I don't have to know if it's true. I just read what's in front of me.
It's on the list.
It's on the list. It's got to be true. Hey, maybe next week we can call our good friend Mark Patch, the
Absolutely.
Author of this crazy, great music you're listening to.
I say we do it.
Why not?
Hey, I want to thank my daughter, Sarah, for being here with us.
For saying two or three words.
Yeah, thank you for talking so much.
I didn't get a word
in. Maybe you'll stop by next time and not talk.
Maybe.
She should have known she has to fight for a word in on this show.